Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's operations manager, Brady Murray, and by WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plummer. Now, for the broadcast around the world, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 529, which is intended for broadcast February the 7th through 21st, 2020. And I'm Brady Murray, once again joined here in the studio by Dr. Jerry Plummer.
How you doing, Brady?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I see you've been busy as usual.
Busy, sure.
There's always something going on, ain't it?
Yeah. But this is unexpected to have you here in the studio, right?
Yeah. But that's... it's because we had to roll back the HFCC. That's right. We didn't even talk about that. But the Chinese government actually canceled it. And then later that day, Delta canceled the flight, so I couldn't have went there if I wanted to. So they rearranged it for 2 weeks later in Malaysia. It's going to be there. So, yeah, I mean, I think I would have been there today, actually, so. But it's just as well, though, Brady, because if I'd got into China, I'd probably have trouble getting out,
Yeah.
And I bet when he got back into the U.S., they'd want to quarantine you or something like that,
I sure hope that doesn't happen to you.
I hope
there's a lot of that going on. And, Doc, you and I talked about this. This is due to the concern about coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
China. And the numbers say that it's a whole lot more risky to be in the United States, right?
Yeah,
aren't we up to like maybe 15,000 confirmed flu deaths?
Yeah, that flu that's going around now, not only does it seem like everybody's got it, I mean, you've got school systems, as you know, that have been shut down for several days,
Here in Nashville, Tennessee, today in Nashville, the schools and every surrounding county are closed due to illness.
Mm-hmm.
Flooding that's occurred over the last couple of days.
Flooding in February.
And in addition to that, starting late last night and through this morning, snow.
Yeah. So it's been a triple whammy, really. But it leads off with the fact that those areas, of course, you're in Cheatham County, they're closed because there's such a rampant, so much flu that's going around.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's... we'll get through it, but to have the snow on top of it, it was a no-brainer.
It added insult to injury. Yeah, right.
And so you've got troubles with your travel, but it'll all be fine.
Oh, yeah, it's all going to work. When we do the next one, we can do it from over there, I suspect, because this one looks like it's going to work. Was able to get the airline change. They was real good about that. Didn't hit you on the $300 charge or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to work okay. And we can hopefully do the next one from, telephonically?
Telephonically, but not from China.
China. It'd be over sort of close to Malaysia, But that's okay. We'll make it work, right?
Doc, I want to start out, if it's okay with you, with a piece of listener response that I got, 128-2020. Hello, WWCR. I live about 700 miles from Nashville. After the power hour and financial survival, weekday mornings when the station changes from 7490 megahertz to 12160 megahertz, the radio goes from really good reception to no reception at all. Why is that? Thank you very much.
That's that propagation stuff, isn't it?
We've talked about this a little bit in the past, and the most usable frequency is something that I know is mentioned in frequency planning, engineers.
MUFs, yeah.
And so over the past, would you say, maybe a couple of months, it's been dropping.
Yeah.
Maybe down from 13 to 9. I think Phil's even said 7-ish.
Yeah, 7-ish. Kind of right. 7-ish.
So 700 miles from Nashville, what we're hearing here is 12160 is just, it's not working. And it's not us. Let's start out by saying that we've changed nothing. It's propagation.
That's right.
It's the way that
the
signal propagates, and that's clearly out of our control, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have some interesting other examples about propagation that, as we've mentioned many times on this program, the program's always going out. So the signal's always going out somewhere, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we have one that came in yesterday,
mm-hmm.
from Morocco, which is wonderful because we don't do a whole lot of response from Africa.
No,
and,
no.
You know, Morocco is
and when we get one, that especially one that's verifiable, then kind of pay attention to it.
And so this one is, like I said, came in on the 6th of February. And, Doc, you know this receiver. The frequency was 6115. And this goes back to the most usable frequency being, you know, maybe 7, 9 below.
Yeah, right.
And so this is early evening, late afternoon, early evening here in Nashville, Tennessee, being received. Oh, gosh.
In Morocco.
Morocco, 6, so 7, 8 over, hours later. No, not even that.
Yeah, just early morning. Right, the evening here, like maybe 6-7 o'clock, and that's 7-8 hours difference. Early morning over there. So,
the distance here is noted as 6990 kilometers.
Right, so right at 7,000 kilometers.
The receiver is a Texon PL380 with a whip antenna in a closed space.
That's, and I don't mean, I'm not trying to belittle, Dejen makes good stuff. That's, in U.S. dollars, that's maybe a $40 receiver. You know, so it's not like, you know, a tabletop model with antennas outside. It's just a whip antenna he's using, I think, and he specified that it was inside. That's pretty good for 7,000 kilometers.
So this supports this MUF being lower, and that this is traveling very well into northern
it
Africa.
Is, yeah.
And in fact, Doc, we get a little proof. And I want to give a brief disclaimer. To play a recording of shortwave, back over shortwave, this, depending on where you are and how clear the reception is, it may not sound that great. But the recording that we were sent sounds really good. And I just wanted to play just a brief moment or two of that recording on this
program. This is that 6115 from Morocco?
From Morocco.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear what you got.
God speak. What the word is? The same on.
Finding myself at an awful word.
So that's the Pat Boone Show.
Pat Boone. Man, Pat Boone. I wonder if he's ever been in Morocco, you know?
Probably.
He probably has,
He's a man of an advanced age.
Yeah, you're right.
Is the
advanced,
way to say it.
Advanced several things.
I don't know where he probably hasn't been at this point.
You know, he's spent a lot of time here in Nashville early on, I think. And, you know, I never thought about it when you mentioned it, Brady, but, recording, broadcasting a shortwave recording over shortwave, there might be some degradation. I don't know, you know, but I know when we listen to it.
It depends on how your reception is. If your reception's a little bit... You've got some interference or,
it could kick against it.
And maybe it didn't sound so good, but it was very clean to us.
It was,
And it was off of an inexpensive receiver with a whip antenna.
Yeah. And like I say, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's, you know, super cheap and it's not very super expensive, but it's for $40, that's a long 7,000 kilometers. That's doing pretty good.
As compared to folks who will ride in that are 50 miles, 50 kilometers, whichever, you know, out in the wilderness with long wires and very sophisticated equipment.
Yeah.
This is just somebody who's listening on a...
Yeah, he was surprised, I think, that he was able to pick it up off just nothing but a whip antenna and inside. And that's very true. I think you're right.
And so then in contrast, Doc, because we do get a lot of calls here at the station, and we get obviously correspondence via postal mail and email, you know, what the heck is wrong? Propagation, and this is what we're seeing, and this is what our engineer is telling us is that the frequencies that are clearest, even for distance, are currently trending downward, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's safe to say that over time, it will go back up.
I think it will, and there may be some signs of that currently.
And that's what I was going to ask you to talk about, because you have one of those.
I do. It's so interesting about it, because this one is another one for both 13.845 and 15.825.
The two highest frequencies that we use, correct?
So now instead of the low, now we're at the high, and this is in Germany, which is maybe about the same distance, but it's north, you know, quite a bit from Morocco. And he was listening to the power hour and was describing clearly what what was being said. He says it's, I take that back, Brady, it's 6,336 kilometers.
So a difference of not much, 69.90, yeah. Yeah, right?
That was 13,845, and then he turned around on 7 February, now, and listened to 15,825, and it was the same thing. You know, he was doing well, but he says, and this kind of ties in with what you're talking about, he said the signal started to fade out after 13:37, and that's where you were saying, you know, they kind of come and go, goes up and goes down. But we had a 61:15 that was early in the morning over there, and it was clear. Then we got these two high ones.
And by the way, that's from today.
Yes, yeah, that's 7th from today. Yeah, that's producing this. Just came in.
So 161:15 from the 6th of February, and then your 13. 8, Germany 4, 5, on the 7th.
Yeah, on the 7th. And for all practical purposes, they're about the same distance.
So what's the logic in that?
You've got the
lower frequency and the higher frequency, both of them doing very well further away.
Yeah, but yet closer with her at 700. And you know, along the very same lines.
Long-time listener. I know exactly what you're about to read. Long-time listener in North Carolina, which is a state
22
that
years.
Touches Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, right? Oh, yeah. He says it's gradually gotten worse. 93.50, 61.15, 48.40 are not what they used to be. 22-year listener, he says.
Yes. And this is Dan.
What is that? Yeah, Dan. Yeah. So what do you think it is over there? Maybe 300 or 400 miles, something like that, maybe?
It depends upon where he is, but that's about right.
Closer, we're having trouble, but farther, mm-hmm. we're getting good. You know, that propagation is wacky. You know that?
He's talking about 12160, nines, fours, and sixes.
Yes.
And saying, in general, all of these are giving me trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Now, also, something that just so people know, he says, wish you were using 5070 like you used to. That frequency was the best. Hey, I wish we could use it, too. We didn't arbitrarily.
I do too, but I have a feeling if you're talking about troubles on 6115 and 4840,
you're going to have it on 5070.
I think presently, it's not going to work. So
I think you will too.
I think that what we're driving at here with these various examples that come from response is that propagation right now is just it's unpredictable, right?
Yeah, I mean, it looks, really is.
According to you and your listening and our engineer, it looks like the better frequencies are lower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yet.
But then you get this stuff
right.
Where the better frequencies are higher.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty unusual. And I guess the whole thing that you think about it is that any way you look at it, even if these MUFs and even if the numbers aren't real good, the general rule of going to a higher frequency in the days and a lower frequency at night is still the way to go, no doubt.
Yeah.
And you said 13,845, but that's Germany, you know, mm-hmm. different set of times. Over here, for example, you can tell by the way we've got it set up as we move higher in the day, like 7490, mm-hmm. 12160, and then we work our way back down at night.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that we're going to just hang in there with us. I think we're going to get better propagation, Dan.
I do, too. And, Doc, to be perfectly honest, my job is more inside the radio station and the operation,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, to be totally honest, I can't talk to you about propagation with any, you know, real understanding of what's going on. Now, Phil tells me, our engineer Phil
right,
says,
right.
that propagation has been studied, you know, to
ad nauseum,
right?
Yeah.
And so I think what's going on right now is just a period of, you know, just some sort of uncertainty with propagation.
Well, we head into the spring, it's going to get better. It always does, you know. But
I
see
it may
not
even be spring. It might be next week, right?
Oh, for all we know, yeah. For all we know, it could easily be. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So we just wanted to point out the differences in the response that we're getting, and we want to let people know, as always, we are here in Nashville, Tennessee, broadcasting on 4 different transmitters, full power, 100 kilowatts.
24/7. We don't take any time off. So if you don't hear us, it ain't that we're not broadcasting. We're definitely broadcasting.
So hopefully folks get a chance to listen to this and our understanding, bear with us, and good, bad, or otherwise, keep sending the responses.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Brady. I'll see you next time.
WWCR is a presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr at wwcr.com. That's askwwcr at wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.